Hi, and welcome to the 12th episode of the Truth Be Told podcast, a podcast for the modern day woman dishing on life, love, and career, sharing real stories and candid advice on how to live your best life. This episode today, y'all, is short and sweet and to the point. We are discussing life, love, motherhood, and building a brand with Dominique Sensabaugh. Now, Dominique is no newcomer to hard work, and she believes wholeheartedly in giving back to others. She is the proud recipient of the George H.W. Bush Points of Light Volunteer Service Award for her outstanding mission work in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico. So as soon as I talked to Dominique, I realized exactly why she's been able to do the work that she does. From the Sensabaugh Mission Moon to Happy Birthday Dominique to Souls for Souls, Dominique is constantly and consistently doing something amazing with her time in service to others. She definitely is the epitome of practicing what you preach. She is originally from Columbia, South Carolina, but lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. She is married to Pittsburgh Steelers defensive back Cody Sensabaugh, and they just welcomed their very first child into the world. Dominique is someone who loves glitz and glam and Beyonce. I mean, a girl's gotta have her fun, right? But behind the scenes, she's always diligently working to be the best wife and mother that she can be. She is also the curator and creative director of the Dominique Sensabaugh lifestyle brand, in which she shares all the things that she's passionate about, including philanthropy and connecting like-minded women through events and fundraising opportunities. So in this episode, Dominique gets real candid about adjusting to life as a new mom and shares her perspective on what it means to live your best life. Let's take a listen.
I am just honored. That introduction, I'm like, who is she? I want to hang out with her. Like, I'm like, and I wish, because I'm over here like, and sometimes she barely showers because she's taking care of her 7-month-old and she stopped cooking in between. But I mean, I'm just so grateful that you would include me in this. And I'm just so blessed to be able to be a part of this podcast and just know that my gratitude is immense in this moment.
So what are the biggest lessons that motherhood has taught you so far about yourself?
Be patient and have grace. And give yourself the time to grow. You, as long as you're trying your best and really, really trying to, you know, just be the best parent you can be, love yourself through that. Because some days, I call him a hot mess mom. I got that from a good friend of mine, Denise Arroyo. She and I were talking. She's like, I'm a hot mess mom. I was like, I'm a hot mess mom too. Like, but I'm owning that, and I love that. I will give the world to my child and back. And sometimes I laugh because I'll see my husband and my child, they'll take naps together, and I'm over here exhausted trying to hang on because when they nap, I work. And I'm like, as long as you two are living your best lives, I'm flourishing too. So,
you're also a wife, as we mentioned. And before, It was just you and your husband, Cody. How hard is it for you to maintain balance? Or do you even have balance at this point?
Some days, you know, some days I don't have as much balance as I would like. I miss my social life. That's a little different now. And that's okay because that's just what season I'm in. I kind of struggle with that because I wanted to be helpful and available to everyone, but I just couldn't. I had to really carve out my time for my son and my husband.
But do you have a tribe? Like, how important is it to have, like, a tribe of women around you who support and encourage you?
For me, that's essential. Like, your vibe attracts your tribe. I have to make sure if I want to be around like-minded individuals, I must be intentional. I must make the effort, to interact with those that, and I must make the effort to grow myself. And as I grow myself, I'm going to meet individuals that want to do that as well. You got to have a tribe of people around you that are constantly moving forward so that you can be moving forward as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing that I like that you said is that your vibe attracts your tribe. And I like that you took ownership and said, and I have to continue to grow. Like, you have to become what you want to attract. You have to get on that same wavelength as what you're trying to attract. So I love that you said that. Can you kind of tell how you got into philanthropy or why it's such a huge part of your life? Because it's definitely one of your passions. Give us a little background on that.
I started this service project, Happy Birthday Dominique, on my 25th birthday. And I truly believe it was my calling. And I just yielded. I made that a yes. I mean, it's such a long, complex story
of how I truly mm-hmm. got into it, because I would turn it down. Like, I'd be like, that sounds crazy. There's no way I could do that. How am I gonna make these things happen? Like, how am I going to partner with these organizations? They don't know me, you know. How are they gonna trust me around the demographics they serve? Like, all these no's and impossible thoughts start coming to my mind, but I continued to just say yes to the process. Another thing is, I feel like I have a voice. I get so many DMs and so many messages from people sometimes about, your project inspired me to go such and such and start my project here. Or, your project inspired me to do this and now I'm feeding 250 people in the soup kitchen. Or, your project inspired me to do a similar project and now I'm adopting students for a back to school, you know, fest. I'm in love with that and I'm enamored by that. And I believe that that's the domino effect of kindness. If people are following my project, I need to make sure that I'm connecting these individuals and showing them ways in which they can serve others too. This has been a blessing, and so many opportunities have come from that. And that's how I know that I'm working in my passion and in my purpose.
Would you say, Dominique, that you are living your best life right now?
Absolutely. I think gratitude can make any situation your best life. I've been given so many great responsibilities. I've been given so many great opportunities. Like, I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm healthy.
What is next for Dominique Sensabaugh and her lifestyle brand? And what direction would you like for this to go?
There's so many great projects that we have lined up. My husband and I have a couple international philanthropic projects that we're working on. And just immense success, continuing to build great partnerships with great individuals. A part two to our series on our podcast, because you were awesome. I've loved talking to you. That's definitely going to be next. And I can't wait, you know, to talk more about what we're doing. But, Brandy, I'm just grateful. That's truly what's next. And I'm ready to walk into it.
So excited for you. And we'll definitely discuss more outside of the podcast. I'm just so excited for you. You know, I'm trying to get this how I want people to sign off. And I like this idea of giving three words to describe yourself and then say, I am. Like, I am powerful, I am. But whatever those three words are, say I am before those words.
Absolutely. I am determined. And when I set my mind to something, it will come to fruition. I am optimistic. The glass is always half full. I'm responsible for my own happiness. And I am empathetic. I'm going to love people wholeheartedly and truthfully. I will make mistakes, but I'm never too big to say sorry. And I will try to relate to individuals and serve them and meet them where they are in whatever situation. So there we are.
What are your social media handles?
DominiqueSensabaugh.com, Dominique Sensabaugh on Instagram, Facebook, on Twitter, Dominique Sense. And you want to connect, definitely connect with me. I love that. I love connection via Instagram or even my website, DominiqueSensabaugh.com. So
that's all for this week's episode. I know it was short, but sweet. If you did like the episode today, make sure that you give me a 5-star rating. It would be greatly appreciated. Or leave a review. You can also find me on Instagram at Brandy Kylie. That's BrandyKyli. And you can go to the podcast page, which is Truth Be Told Podcast, and that's on Instagram as well. You can always hit up the website, which is just BrandyKylie.com. Once again, I appreciate you, and I will talk to you guys next time.